Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis mentions halacha, which is critical in determining the outcome of a crucial dispute about Ibur Hashana in general. The Gemara mentions that in ma'abrin es Hashana mipnei atumah, that we can't be ma'abrin Hashana simply because we're concerned that Klal Yisrael is going to be tummy and unable to bring the Karban Pesach in time. And according to some Tanaim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, imibrua ina mubaris, that if they're ma'abrid the Shana this way, so it's not chal. The Shana remains a regular 12-month year and does not become a 13-month year. And from this, the Tzilach, which is the Noi de Yehuda Sefer on Shas, Noi de Yehuda was a Sefer of Shailas and Shuvos, and Tzilach, which stands for Tzion, the Nefesh Chaya was a sefer, a commentary on Gemara. So he writes from this Gemara, it's clear that Chazal don't have unlimited discretion when it comes to Ibur Hashana. They aren't able to be ma'aber any year that they wish, because they can only be ma'aber years according to the dictates and the guidelines that the Torah set forth for Ibur Hashana. And this is in contradistinction to Kiddush HaChodesh. Because by Kiddush HaChodesh, Chazal do have unlimited discretion to be Mekadesh HaChodesh early or to be Mekadesh HaChodesh late, even if the Chodesh does not deserve to be Mekodesh, even if, according to the Simanim that the Torah gave, this Chodesh should be Mechaser, they can make it Mali. If according to the Simanim at Torah, the Chodesh should be Mali, Chazal can still make it Chaser. Because we have a Drasha, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings down Atem, Afilu shogigim, atem afilu mutayim, atem afilu anusim, and according to some, atem afilu mizidim. The Torah made a drasha that Chazal have unlimited carte blanche when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, whether or not their declaration that the month should be mali or chaser conforms with the standards which the Torah set forth ideally for determining which month is mali and chaser. The Tzlach says that appears that rule holds true. Chazal have carte blanche for Kiddush HaChodesh, but not for Ibur Hashanah, and that's why there are cases where imibruha ina miubaris, it's not a valid Ibur. However, the Ran holds that just as Chazal have carte blanche for Kiddush HaChodesh, they also have carte blanche for Ibur Hashanah, because there are many aspects for which Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah are compared to one another midiraisa, almost as if there's a hekesh or a gzeir shava that links the two and that draws the halachos from one into the other. So the Torah revealed to us that Kiddush HaChodesh, Chazal, even Mizidim, can be Mekadesh the Chodesh based on criteria other than those specified by halacha, if they feel the need. And we draw that into Hilchos Ibur Hashanah, that Chazal can also be Ma'abir Hashanah according to other criteria than those specified by halacha if they feel the need to do so. This critical machlokas, how does the Ran deal with the Gemara that says that if they are ma'abr the shana for Toma, it's eino mubaris, totally is not chal, don't Chazal have carte blanche, even though Toma may not be one of the criteria that the Torah sets forth for justifying Ibur Hashana, but if Chazal felt that it's appropriate to be ma'abr the shana for Toma, so shouldn't that be chal? So the Ran says, no, there's a separate gzeira derabbanan, an early beis din, a very wise beis din, a very large beis din, made a takana that any future beis din which were to use this carte blanche, they superseded that. They said, no, from now on, carte blanche cannot be used with regard to Ibur Hashana mipnei hatoma. So therefore, it's a takana derabbanan that the shana is not mi'uberes b'di'eved. It's worth noting that by the end of Daf Yud Beis, we already have five examples where the Gemara says that imibrua ina mubaris, that an ibur is invalid even b'di'eved. But most of those examples don't have any bearing on this machlokas. Most of the examples, for example, if they were ma'abr the shana at night, or if they were ma'abr the shana outside of Yehuda or outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that the Ibur Hashana is invalid even b'di'eved. where Rav Moshe Rosmarin, the Dvar Moshe, explains that this, the reason it's invalid b'di'avid is not because Chazal don't have carte blanche. In those cases, it's invalid b'di'avid because they never did the action which triggers Ibra Hashana. Just like if Chazal stood on their heads, so that wouldn't constitute an Ibra Hashana. It would constitute a standing on their head. So too, if they stand up and they say the Shana is Mubaras, but they do so at night, that does not constitute an act of being Ma'abed the Shana. The act itself needs to follow a certain formality, and absent that formality, there is no Ibra Hashana. However, when it's the motivation and the reasoning that underlies and gives strength to the act, then we can discuss about whether they have carte blanche to perform this act and create the chalos of Ibra Hashana for any reason or only for certain reasons. Now this machlokes between the Ran and the Tzlach carries over to other areas. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis mentions that according to Rabbi Akiva was Ma'aber 3 years, one after the other. He was Ma'aber 3 years, one after the other. And there's a big machlokes. There's three pshatim in Rishonim about what exactly that means to be Ma'aber 3 years, one after the other. Some people in the Gemara itself, Rabbi Shimon said, oh, we see that you can be Ma'aber 3 years at once. And then the Chachamim said no, that the Chachamim went back and did it again when the time came. So some people say it means one thing, some say it means another thing. You can look in Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ramah brings down a third pshat in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel. The Ran says something fascinating, which seems perhaps even to be at odds with the Gemara's, at least superficially it seems to be at odds with the Gemara's understanding of what Rabbi Akiva did. And the Ran says that Rabbi Akiva, essentially, the halacha is that a person is not supposed to be ma'aber 3 years all at once. And Rabbi Akiva went ahead and did so because of this carte blanche that Chazal have for Ibra Hashana. Atem afilu shogigim, atem afilu mezidin. That means that you're allowed to transcend certain halachos of Ibra Hashana when Chazal, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, or the Gadol Hadar, decides that such transcendence is warranted. Atem afilu shogigim, atem afilu mezidin. So Rabbi Akiva's Ibur of 3 years, all at once, where they should have only done 1 year and then waited until the next year for being Ma'aber the next year. He was Ma'aber all 3 years at once. That was his utilization of the koach given to Chazal to supersede at times for great necessity the rules that govern ordinary Ibur Hashana. And the Ran continues and says in the name of the Ramban that that's the reason that we're able to have leap years nowadays. Because nowadays, Rabbi Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, back in the days of the Tanaim, he sat down, he calculated all future leap years ad infinitum, and then he was Ma'aber all of those years. So what Rabbi Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, did, like what Rabbi Akiva did, seems to violate the halacha of not being ma'aber more than 1 year at a time. Says the Ran, the reason that it works is because b'di'avad, Chazal have the koach to be ma'aber shanim, even if that differs from the ordinary rules that the Torah sets forth for Ibra Shana, provided that their actions are still actions that constitute and that count as ma'asei Ibur Hashana. For the Tzlach, who holds that Chazal don't have carte blanche to overcome the rules of making leap years, one might have to suggest, like the Rambam says, there are probably other ways to get out of this also, but one might suggest that the Tzlach's objection may inform the position of the Rambam, among many other things, that the reason we have leap years nowadays is not because of what Rabbi Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, did many years ago. Rather, as we discussed yesterday, the reason we have leap years nowadays is because of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that Haskamas Klal Yisrael, the implicit consent and agreement of all of Klal Yisrael to make leap years during those years when it's appropriate based on the calendrical calculations to have leap years, that implicit consent of Klal Yisrael funneled through the Jews who reside in Eretz Yisrael, the Batei Din that sit and teach Torah and judge in Eretz Yisrael. That is what causes leap years to exist nowadays, because perhaps the calculation and the kvius that Rabbi Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, did, doesn't have the power, b'di'eved, to overcome this rule that says that you can't be ma'aber 3 years or all at once.